Hello, Jonathan.
Good to be here as always.
So today's topics are the families that we can't seem to get out of American politics.
Especially recently. You know, I was on a plane a few years ago and the gentleman sitting next to me was from Egypt. And of course, I started talking to him about the Arab Spring. And he said, "We want a democracy, but not like yours." And I found this fascinating. So I said, "Well, how so?" And he said, "Well, in how many elections have you voted when a guy named Bush or Clinton was not running?"
Mm-hmm.
And sheepishly, I had to admit that it was only in the previous election, 2008. Every single election I'd voted in my lifetime, starting in 1980, the first time that I voted, there was a person named Bush or Clinton on the ticket. So 80 and 84, Bush Sr. is the vice president. 88, he's the president. 92 and 96, we've got Clinton. 2000 and 2004, Bush Jr. as president.
Sure. And don't look now, Jonathan, but in the next presidential election, we might well be looking at Bush v. Clinton again.
Hillary Clinton is the front runner. A PAC encouraging her to run has already raised $4 million. And now Jeb Bush is behaving like a presidential candidate.
And there have been plenty of other family connections in the roster of presidents.
Yes. In the presidents, we've actually had three. We, of course, had John Quincy Adams, the sixth president, who was the son of the second one. We had the Harrisons, not particularly distinguished presidents. Benjamin Harrison was the grandson of William Henry Harrison. And then, of course, we had Bush Sr. and Bush Jr.
And a more distant familial connection, but two Roosevelts as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, very distant cousins.
So one of the questions that comes up at sometimes said, like, what do you want me to do? Change my name. So what is the question? So so-and-so's the son of so-and-so. What impact does it have on elections and what impact does it then have on policy and performance in office?
I think there are a few things. I think in Bush's case, you can see how complicated it is to be the family member of another president. So there's a lot of evidence that, in fact, the invasion of Iraq was provoked in part by Bush's feeling that his father had erred in not taking out Saddam Hussein. There was also the famous interview that he gave in which he said, with respect to Hussein, "We're talking about a guy who tried to kill my dad." That was, of course, with reference to the assassination plot against Bush Sr. after Bush Sr. was done being president. But I think those are some good examples of the way a shadow is cast over a president who had a relative who was a president. And you have to both establish your independence from that lineage, but show fealty to it as well. And it's complicated.
And of course, Hillary Clinton introduces a whole new aspect to this in that we're talking about a marriage. And there's always been that concern with Hillary Clinton about how much of her political career is tinged or framed somehow by trying to defend the legacy of her husband.
Right. I mean, look, she's a very impressive person and she's shown, you know, a huge amount of capability. But, you know, when she decided she wanted to be in the U.S. Senate, she was still the first lady. And she went on these first lady tours in New York State, 80% of which were paid for by the taxpayer. And then after she became a senator, one of the first controversies she faced was the president, President Clinton, you'll recall, had made a couple controversial pardons right near the end of his presidency, including these four prominent Hasidic Jews. And there was an allegation that one of the reasons he did that was that his wife, Hillary Clinton, now running for the Senate, needed the support of the Hasidic community. Now, she was later cleared of any wrongdoing, but she did admit that when they had been in the White House as Clintons, that she had sat in on some meetings about the pardon of those Hasidic Jews. So this is just an example, I think, of the kind of complexity that's going to shroud any Clinton presidency, just like it will another Bush presidency.
Jonathan Zimmerman of New York University talking about American politics and American political dynasties. Great as usual, John.
Thanks. It was fun.